Chapter 3, in which Pooh and Piglet go hunting and nearly catch a Woozle. The Piglet lived in a very grand house in the middle of a beech tree. And the beech tree was in the middle of the forest, and the Piglet lived in the middle of the house. Next to his house was a piece of broken board, which had trespassers wut on it. And when Christopher Robin asked the Piglet what it meant, he said that it was his grandfather's name, and it had been in the family for a long time. Christopher Robin said you couldn't be called Trespassers W, and Piglet said yes you could, because of his grandfather being called it, and it was short for Trespassers Will, which was short for Trespassers William. And his grandfather had had two names just in case he lost one. Trespassers, after an uncle, and William, after Trespassers. "Oh, I've got two names," said Christopher Robin carelessly. "Well, there you are. That proves it," said Piglet. "Yes." One fine winter's day, when Piglet was brushing away the snow in front of his house, he happened to look up, and there was Winnie the Pooh. Pooh was walking around and around in a circle, thinking of something else, and when Piglet called out to him, he just went on walking. "Hello," said Piglet. "What are you doing?" "I'm hunting," said Pooh.
"Hunting what?"
"Tracking something," said Winnie the Pooh, very mysteriously.
"Tracking what?" said Piglet, coming closer.
"Well, that's just what I ask myself. I ask myself, what?"
"Oh, what do you think you'll answer?"
"I shall have to wait until I catch up with it," said Winnie the Pooh. "Now, look there," and he pointed to the ground in front of him. "What do you see there?"
"Tracks," said Piglet. "Paw marks,"
and he gave a little squeak of excitement.
"Oh, Pooh, do you think it's a Woozle?"
"It may be," said Pooh. "Sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't. You never can tell with paw marks." And with these few words he went on tracking, and Piglet, after watching him for a minute or two, ran after him. Winnie the Pooh had come to a sudden stop, and was bending over the tracks in a puzzled sort of a way.
"What's the matter?" asked Piglet.
"Well, it is a very funny thing," said Bear. "But there seem to be two animals now. This, whatever it was, has just been joined by another whatever it is, and the two of them are now proceeding in company. Would you mind coming with me, Piglet, in case they turn out to be hostile animals?" Piglet scratched his ear in a nice sort of a way, and he said that he had nothing to do until Friday, and he would be delighted to come in case it really was a Woozle. "You mean, in case it really is two Woozles," said Winnie the Pooh, and Piglet said that anyhow he had nothing to do until Friday, so off they went together. Now there was a small spinney of larch trees just here, and it seems as if the two Woozles, if that is what they really were, had been going around this spinney. So around the spinney went Pooh and Piglet after them. Piglet, passing the time by telling Pooh what his grandfather, Trespassers W, had done to remove stiffness after tracking, and how his grandfather, Trespassers W, had suffered in his later years from shortness of breath and other matters of interest like this. And Pooh, wondering what a grandfather was like, and if perhaps this was two grandfathers they were now after, and if so, whether he would be allowed to take one home and keep it, and what Christopher Robin would say about it, and still the tracks went on in front of them. And suddenly, Winnie the Pooh stopped, and he pointed excitedly in front of him.
"Look!"
"What?" said Piglet with a jump. And then, to show that he hadn't really been frightened, he jumped up and down again once or twice more in an exercising sort of a way.
"The tracks!" said Pooh. "A third animal has joined the other two!"
"Pooh!" cried Piglet. "Do you think it's another Woozle?"
"No," said Pooh, "because it makes different tracks. It's either two Woozles and one, as it might be Wizzle, or two as it might be Wizzles and one, if it is so, Woozle. Let's continue to follow them."
And so they went on, feeling just a little bit anxious now, in case the three animals in front of them were of hostile intent. And Piglet wished very much that his grandfather T.W. was here instead of elsewhere, and Pooh thought of how nice it would be if they met Christopher Robin all of a sudden, but quite accidentally, and only because he did like Christopher Robin so much. And then, all of a sudden, Winnie the Pooh stopped again, and he licked the tip of his nose, in a cooling manner, for he was feeling more hot and anxious than ever before in his life, because there were four animals in front of them.
"Do you see, Piglet? Look at their tracks.
Three as it were Woozles, and one as it was Wizzle. And another Woozle has joined them."
And so it seemed to be. There were the tracks, crossing over each other here and getting muddled up with each other there, but quite plainly every now and again, the tracks of four sets of paws.
"Oh, I think," said Piglet, when he had licked the tip of his nose too and found that it brought very little comfort indeed, "I think that I have just remembered something.
I've just remembered something that I forgot to do yesterday and I shan't be able to do tomorrow, so I suppose I really ought to go back and do it now.
Well, we'll do it this afternoon and I'll come with you, said Pooh.
Well, and it's not the sort of thing that you can do in the afternoon, said Piglet quickly. It's a very particular morning thing that has to be done in the morning, and if possible between the hours of... Oh, what would you say the time was, Pooh?
Oh, it's about 12 o'clock, said Winnie the Pooh, looking at the sun.
Well, between, as I was saying, the hours of 12 and 12:05, so really, dear old Pooh, if you will excuse me... Oh, what's that?
And Pooh looked up at the sky, and then, as he heard the whistle again, he looked up into the branches of the big oak tree, and he saw his friend, Christopher Robin.
Oh, it's Christopher Robin, he said. Oh, well, then you'll be all right, said Piglet. You'll be quite safe with him. Goodbye, Pooh.
And he trotted off home as quickly as he could, very glad to be out of all danger again. Now, Christopher Robin came slowly down his tree.
You silly old bear, he said. What were you doing? First you went around the spinney twice by yourself, and then Piglet ran after you, and you went around together again, and then you were just going around and around a fourth time.
Wait a moment, said Winnie the Pooh, holding up his paw.
And he sat down, and he thought, in the most thoughtful way he could think. And then he fitted his paw into one of the tracks. And then he scratched his nose twice, and then he stood up.
Yes, said Winnie the Pooh. Yes, I see now, said Winnie the Pooh. I have been foolish and deluded, said he, and I am a bear of no brain at all.
No, you're the best bear in all the world, said Christopher Robin soothingly.
Am I? Said Pooh hopefully, and then he brightened up suddenly. Well, anyhow, he said, it is nearly lunchtime. And so he went home for it. The end of chapter 3? Yeah.